Lori Simmons is a very successful, internationally recognized artist. Her work is at the Museum of Modern Art, the Guggenheim, the Whitney. Oh, and she's also Girls creator Lena Dunham's mom and played her artist mother in Lena's 2010 film Tiny Furniture. Lena plays a college grad who comes back home to her mom's exasperation.
Candace said the place reeked of pot.
That was not my fault. There's no way that was my fault. You know that there's a kid across the air shaft who smokes a ton of weed and will never wave at Nadine.
Okay, but you didn't drink the wine. Who drank the wine? This is Charlotte. I think Charlotte is such an incredibly bad influence.
Now, Lori Simmons has made her own film, again playing an artist, and Lena has a cameo in it. Lori Simmons wrote and directed My Art and stars as Ellie Shine, a longtime art professor whose own work has been somewhat stalled. Here's how she describes her art to another artist friend, played by Blair Brown.
It's still like excerpts from a visual diary. It's still stuff about memory and longing, nostalgia.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to work with those old movies that I know you hate. You hate them.
No, I love it. I love your art mind. I own your work, right? And I adored your last show. I really adored it. It was a while ago, but you have been looking for something new since then.
Ellie finally gets the opportunity to explore her artist mind when she house-sits for a friend in upstate New York. My Art opens in New York this week. It'll be on demand at the end of the month. And Lori Simmons joins us. Welcome.
Hi, Robin.
Well, I have to say, the art that she finds, well, how would you describe it? Because I want to set that up first, and then we can back up a bit.
I would say it's kind of a performance art, but really what she's doing is recreating some of her favorite scenes from her favorite movies, but doing them shot by shot. And the thing that makes them sort of unique or performative is the fact that Ellie is a 65-year-old woman who's essentially dressing up in costume and acting like her childhood movie heroines, Kim Novak, Marilyn Monroe, and even a few men sneak in there. She cross-dresses in A Clockwork Orange.
There was me, that is Alex, and my three droogs, that is Pete, Georgie, and Dim. And we sat in the Corova milk bar trying to make up our risudox, what to do with the evening.
Fantastic shot there. It's sort of like a Cindy Sherman kind of artist who embodies the characters in the film and recreating the film.
I would say that's true. And for me, the hardest part of writing the story, and parenthetically, writing a story was such a new experience for me, was trying to figure out what kind of art Ellie would make. And the art needed to be appealing to the audience, something they could watch, because watching painting on screen is literally like watching paint peel. And of course, Cindy is a colleague and a friend, and there is a sense of an homage to her work and the way that she's represented herself as a number of different female characters across the course of her career.
Yeah. Let's listen to a scene from the beginning of My Art. And here's Ellie Shine, your character, speaking with one of her former art students, who is your daughter, Lena Dunham, full of complaints about all the success she's having. Let's listen.
Basically, so I'm in the Biennale.
Oh, great.
So I have to be in Europe between my two installations. Oh. But then I've got the fall show at my New York gallery, so any moment I'm not there, I'm in my studio, which means I can't spend any time on the North Fork with my boyfriend, which is, like, just this whole other mess because he's feeling so neglected in all these different ways. And so, like, I wouldn't schedule a fall show again. I think it's brutal.
Oh, that sounds brutal.
Which, of course, it doesn't to your character, who would die to have any one of those problems. Can we just talk for a second about having your daughter, Lena, play that kind of tone-deaf character, because that was sometimes what she would do in her character in Girls, kind of be kind of self-involved.
Right. Well, that particular exercise is something that the late comedian Harris Whittles coined the term the humble brag. So many good things are happening to you, and it's just so taxing and exhausting. And I think I was so, when we shot that, I think I was so stunned at how well Lena did it. I don't know if I was acting there. I was genuinely shocked. When I said that sounds brutal, it wasn't in the script. I was just sort of stunned. And I think that's something that former students often do to their teachers or mentors, because they assume that those people will always be happy for them, never thinking about what might be going on in their lives.
So what are you saying? You are an artist. You play an artist's mom in Tiny Furniture. You play a determinedly single female artist in My Art. What were some of the things about female artists you were trying to get across?
Well, I think that me and my artist friends have always had difficulty with seeing the way that artists are portrayed on screen, because it's either over-dramatized, mythologized, trivialized, we're caricatured. And I had this idea that I really wanted to present the kind of day-to-day life of an artist who's in the process of making their art, and show that there are really mundane moments, boring moments, a couple of muse moments. So I had that on my mind. But the other thing, more importantly, was that I wanted to represent women around my age who seem very okay with their lives. They wish for more work success, or perhaps every once in a while wish that they had a boyfriend if they were single. But those are not the driving forces. I feel like the women I know are living in the moment, appreciating their lives, and I felt like there was a real dearth of women characters like that on screen. Mm-hmm. So that got into my head as well.
Well, because your character, Ellie Shine, her real concern, as she's holed up in this gorgeous upstate New York home, her real concern is her artwork. There's a constellation of men who start to revolve around her. Two gardeners, one's an older, out-of-work actor, maybe moving away from that. The other is a young, hungry actor. Then there's a student's stepdad. They all start competing for her attention. She seems far more interested in making her art, and she starts incorporating them in that. It's like they're the flies and she's got the spider web. Let's listen to one of the scenes. Robert Clohessy is, I mentioned, the gardener. He's enlisted by Ellie Shine to play Clark Gable to her Marilyn Monroe in The Misfits.
What makes you so sad? I think you're the saddest girl I ever met.
You're the first man that's ever said that to me. Usually I'm told I'm happy.
Well, that's because you make a man feel happy.
I don't feel that way about you, Gay.
I love the fact that it's the film The Misfits, and here you have these two people, one's not satisfied with how big her art life is, the other is thinking of quitting acting. And they do a really great job on that scene.
They do a good job on the scene, but I think that I do about as good a job as an artist can do who's doing performance art.
He does a good job.
Okay, he does a good job. I think I can only imagine, you know, what that scene would be in the hands of an experienced actress. But that was really important to me, that the scenes were only as good as an artist who was interested in performance art could do. And that's very specific.
But it gives these other misfit actors a chance to shine.
Right, exactly. And all of the characters that Ellie engages all have a kind of dissatisfaction with what they're doing, a kind of wish for more or something different. And that's not necessarily just a product of age. It's more like a place you can be in your life at any time in your life.
We mentioned Lena's appearance. We have to mention another family appearance. We see a painting, by the way, from your husband, Carol Dunham, hanging in the gallery in the first scene. Your other daughter, Grace, is seen at a gallery opening. But I'm referring to your dog, Dean.
Oh, Dean.
I know. We have to be careful here about the ending. But he has one of those, what is it, that his back legs won't work?
It's called degenerative myelopathy. He was basically losing the use of his back legs, and it would have, you know, traveled through his entire body. But I shot a lot of those scenes before I actually started to shoot the movie, because I found his gait so beautiful and so tender and so touching. And of course, yes, I was madly in love with my dog. And I knew that this movie that was brewing in my mind, I knew that he would have a place in it. So I shot as much of him as I could, knowing that he might not be around for the actual movie shoot.
Well, and there is something so Charlie Chaplin, you know,
yeah,
about
that's lovely.
Watching these dogs from behind when they love you so much and they're trying to run to you, but nothing's working. And
slipping and sliding.
Oh.
And he's a pretty good actor.
So seeing, I don't know, it's maybe seeing the art in everything, including a dog's gate. But you've explained that painting would not have been a good choice, you think, as a filmmaker, because it's not something people would watch. Was it also about not wanting to do your artwork?
Well, Ellie is not me, and right. It was really important for me to find an artwork that could be Ellie's. My art is the movie that I made, but it's also about Ellie's art. So I had to find a place to go where people could respond to it as something realistic that Ellie might do. And the other thing I thought about is how every artist I know, to a one, is a cinephile. Artists love movies. I mean, more recently, I would say artists love television. But basically, everyone I know is watching something all the time, and they really fancy themselves pretty much cinematic experts. So the idea that an artist like Ellie would have an obsession with old movies seemed perfectly reasonable and realistic to me.
Yeah. That's Laurie Simmons, the writer, director, and star of the new movie, My Art. Laurie, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, it's so great to talk to you. I'm completely thrilled.
Thank you. My Art comes out on DVD and on demand on January 30th, but you can check out the film's take on A Clockwork Orange and The Misfits at hereandnow.org.